我们对主的爱有时候需要我们表达出来的，那就是说要用我们的口以歌唱的方式，以祷告的方式要说出来。有很多时候我们也可以用心来表达，两方面我们都不可缺少。We need to express our love for Jesus. Sometimes vocally and sometimes silently. Sometimes with our mouth and sometimes with our hearts. We need to express our love for the Lord in both ways. Hallelujah.所以现在让我们用我们的心来表达对主的爱。
Let's now express our love for God using our heart.
当然我们唱的时候也是应该要用心的，不过有的时候我们就是用心啊来爱他，来感受他的爱。
Let's now use our heart to love him and to receive his love from him.
就是诗篇三十四篇那里所说的要尝尝主恩的滋味。
Just like in the song says that the experience God's love.
要尝尝。
Always.
See and taste.
See and taste the goodness of God.
我们吃东西是需要用口来尝的。
Yeah, we need to use our mouth to taste.
可是我们要来欣赏主，感受他的爱。我们不能单单用口，我们也要用心。
But to experience God, we not just use our mouth, we need to use our heart.
用心来尝尝主的爱。
We need to use our heart to taste God.
你就知道是何等的美，何等的善。
And we will know that He is so beautiful and so good.
我们现在用几分钟时间，用我们的心来爱主。
We're going to use a few minutes to use our heart to love Him.To receive his love.
保罗的诗歌，我们如果从心里面来唱，我们的唱诗就是一种享受。
When we sing from our heart, we will be really enjoying the song.
如果我们没有从我们心里唱出来
，If we do not sing from our heart,
那你会发现唱诗会很累的。
You will find that it's very tiring to sing to the Lord.
唱诗实在是一种享受。
It's really enjoyable to sing to the Lord.
可是你必须要从心里面唱出来。
But you must sing it from your heart.
很多的诗歌都是内心的一个发表。
Many songs are actually expression from our heart.
刚才最后啊，苏师母弹的这一首，也许我们一起来唱好不好？
Why don't we sing the song?
157首。
Yes, 157.
你能够唱英文的，我们就一起唱英文。
If you can sing English, let's sing in English.
从你的心里来唱，让你第一节哈，比如说这个诗歌就是 My Jesus, My Jesus, 这个 My 呀，我的是有特别的感受的，我的母亲，我的父亲，我的丈夫，我的太太 My, 耶稣是我的，你唱的时候真的有特别感觉到真的你是拥有他的。
When we sing my, it's really an expression, a feeling coming from our heart. That means Jesus is really mine. It's my possession.
Hallelujah. 我们一起来稍微快一点啊。 My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art活着也爱你，我死了也爱你。
Are we really saying from our heart, in death or in life, I love you?
我如果曾经是爱你的话，
If I have loved you before,
我现在呢就是要爱你。
Now I love you.
有时候我们的爱会冷淡的。
Sometimes our love will grow cold.
也需要我们常常说，耶稣现在 ，My Jesus, just now, I love you.
Need to often say, "Now, Jesus, I love you."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
们要常常活在主的爱里面。
We must always live in abiding God's love.
我们做基督徒，我们的服事，我们的生活，如果是快乐的话
，If our service, our life is happy,
我们就是要常常住在主的爱里面。
Then we must abide in Him.
要知道，我们无论做什么，我们都是为了爱耶稣。
Whatever we do for love for Him.
而且是在爱里面来做。
It is done in love.
如果这个爱没有的话。
Love is lost.
我们就会感觉到疲惫，感觉到枯燥。
Then we will feel tired, will be dry.
慢慢的，我们就会冷淡下去。
Then we will grow cold.
所以，主耶稣对那个以弗所教会。
Therefore, Jesus mentioned about efficient church.
只有这一件事情，耶稣要责备他们。
There's only one thing that he rebuked about them.
以弗所教会有很多的优点。
There are many good things about this church.
很忠心，很劳苦，也有忍耐。
They were very faithful, hardworking people.
而且他们能够分辨呢，什么是谁是真使徒，谁是假使徒。
They have also a very good discernment about true and false.
今天好多教会啊，都缺乏这种分辨的能力。
Many churches don't even have these.
但是以弗所教会有
The efficient church, they have the discernment.
可是耶稣说还有一件事
But there's one thing.
然而还有一件事
However, there's one thing.
我要责备你们就是你们离弃了那个起初的爱心
You have left your first love.
那个爱是一切
Love is everything.
好像夫妻啊如果夫妻之间那个爱没有的话
Like marriage, love is lost.
这个夫妻在一起是不会快乐的。
Even they are together, they will not be happy.
我们跟主的关系也是这样。
In the same way, our relationship with the Lord.
爱多么宝贵。
Love so precious.
而且这是全世界的人都需要的。
And this is something needed by the whole world.
不管你是哪一国的人。
Doesn't matter where country you're from.
都需要爱。
You need love.
现在人就是要寻找爱。
Because human looks for love.
如果没有爱的话，就不会感觉到满足。
If you don't have love, you may not be satisfied.
可是今天，人如果在耶稣以外去寻找爱的话。
However, if you look for love outside Jesus,
那个爱是不持久的
and that love will not last.
那个会变的
will change.
有天甚至会变成恨
Sometimes it will be turned into hate.
上个礼拜在 Ohio 有一个怀孕九月的一个二十几岁的女子
Last week in Ohio, there was a 27 years old woman.
突然失踪吗
Suddenly disappeared.
所以他们那个社区啊，出动了很多人去找他。
There were many people around that area went to search for her.
有一千多人
，more than 1,000 people，
就到野地里头去找。
They went to everywhere to.
后来找到了她的尸体。
At the end, they did find her in her body.
结果警方呢，就把她的男朋友啊，就抓起来。
The police then took in custody her boyfriend.
这个男朋友呢，已经跟她生了一个两岁的孩子。
This boyfriend had already gave birth to a 2 years old.
这是她第二个孩子。
This is the second one actually.
原来他们是彼此相爱的。
In the beginning, they were loving each other.
有一天，这个男朋友。
But one day, this boyfriend,
他对他的爱很显然的就变成恨了。
And his love turned into hatred.
而且很残忍。
It was so cruel.
当然，在美国的法律之下，他必须有充足的证据，才能够定他有罪。
Of course, under U.S. law, there must be enough evidence.
不过我就是讲到，人间的爱是会变的。
But I just want to say that human love will change.
是不可靠的
It's not reliable.
是自私的
It's self-centered.
有一天他如果得不着
If he cannot
他所要的
what he wanted,
这个爱就变成恨了
then this love will become a hatred.
在耶稣里面的爱是永远不会改变的
But love in Jesus never changed.
所以当神跟我们说他是以永远的爱爱上了我们
When Jesus said He loved us with everlasting love,
你要知道这个是不变的爱。
You must know this is not a love that will change.
无条件的爱。
A unconditional love.
无论我们的情形怎么样。
Whatever our situation is,
他就是爱我们。
He just loves us.
好像他爱出卖他的犹大一样。
Just like He loved Judah who betrayed Him.
他真的爱犹大爱到底。
He loved him to the end.
今天下午我们在竭力主带领我们洗圣徒的脚。
This afternoon we have a feet washing ceremony.
我们读到约翰福音第十三章，耶稣洗门徒们的脚。
We read about John 13, Jesus washing his disciples' feet.
他连犹大的脚也洗了。
He even washed Judah's feet.
因为他实在是爱他，只爱到底。
Because he really loved him and loved him to the end.
这是神的爱
This is God's love.
这是在耶稣里面的爱
This is love in Christ.
那如果我们人间的爱是建立在耶稣基督里面的那个爱
If our human love is established in Jesus' love,
那个爱就不会改变
Then that love will not change also.
不但不会改变而且越来越会增多
It will not change, even change, but it will actually increase.
我们如果常住在主的爱里面
If we always abide in Jesus,
就好像有一首诗歌所说的
just like a song says,
主的爱越久越甜
God's love is, the longer it is, the sweeter it is.
主的爱越久越甜
His love is sweeter and sweeter.
就是说他一直增长，一直啊，一直是感觉到是宝贵的。
His love is always increasing and is even continue to be more precious.
所以主耶稣要我们常常住在他的爱里面。
That's why He wants us to abide in Him.
正如他住在父的爱里面。
Just like He abides in God in the Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
可是我们要相信。
But we must believe.
当我们来到主面前的时候。
When we come to Him.
我们要有充足的信心。
We must have full assurance.
他真的是爱我们。
He really loves us.
他与我们同在。
He is with us.
我们可以尝一尝主的爱的滋味。
We can taste the sweetness of His love.
哦，这个信心，这是一种活的信心。
This is a living faith.
我们需要有这种活泼的信心。
We need to have this kind of living faith.
这样我们跟神的关系啊，就会变成一个活泼的关系。
Then our relationship will be a living relationship with God.
不是理性。
It's not as in your mind.
不是我知道说他爱我。
It's not just knowing He loves me.
你真的感受到、经历到他真的爱你。
But truly experiencing His love for me.
那这种经历呢，必须要在圣灵里面才能够经历得到的。
And this experience is only experienced in the Spirit.
因为圣灵来，耶稣说哈，他是真理的灵。
Because Jesus said, Holy Spirit comes, He is the Spirit of Truth.
约翰福音十六章十三节说，等真理的灵来了，他要引导你们进入一切的真理。
John chapter 16 verse 13 says that.When the Holy Spirit comes, He will lead you in all, into all, into truth.
这一切的真理包括神爱我们。
And all the truth includes God loves us.
耶稣爱我，为我舍己。
He loves me and He died for me.
那我们怎么样才能够进入，就是说亲身的来经历这种爱呢？
And how do we enter and experience this love?
这是圣灵要带我们进入。
And that's how, that's, Holy Spirit is going to lead us into that.
所谓真理的圣灵。
What does it mean the Holy Spirit is the
Spirit of truth? 这个意思就是他来了。
When He comes,
很多的真理或者说我们听见的就变成是真实的了。
The truth that we heard about becomes really a reality.
他是一位真实化的灵。
He is a 真实化。
真实化。
Becoming is a
realize.
A realized truth. Okay.
这个有时候英文字啊不容易这样不容易翻。Real 是真实的。Realize 就是真实化了。
Okay.
当然另外一个意思就是说哎我察觉了我知道了我发现了。
The other meaning is realize meaning that you, I discover, I realize it.
可是 realize 有另外一个意思就是实现的意思我们可以翻成。
Realization also means realization.
Yeah. Yes, realization. Yeah. 那么圣灵来就是使这些真理，比如耶稣死啊、复活、升天呐，把圣灵赐下来，他又住在我们的里面，他怎么爱我们，怎么与我们同在，赐给我们有智慧、有能力，这一些经历，如果成为是真实的，啊，如果要成为 if these things have to become true, 那就是圣灵的工作。
When Holy Spirit comes, there are so many, like Jesus loves me, many, many truths about recording the Bible, He makes that a real thing to us. But often we do not know God.
不认识圣灵。
Oh, well, we do not know the Holy Spirit.
耶稣也说了哈，他说圣灵来的时候，他说很多人不能接受他。
Jesus said that when Holy Spirit comes, many people do not know Him.
因为不认识他。
Because they do not know Him.
也看不见他。
They don't see Him.
所以他们不能够接受。
That's why they cannot receive Him.
可是有一般人是认识他的。
But a few will know.
那就是说，你接受了圣灵，你被圣灵充满。
That means when you receive the Holy Spirit and you are filled with the Holy Spirit,
你对圣灵有所经历的时候,
and you experience Him,
你就觉得圣灵是那么宝贵,
then you will find that He is so precious.
那圣灵是谁呢?
Who is the Holy Spirit?
耶稣告诉我们说, 神就是圣灵。
Jesus tells us that God is the Holy Spirit.
使徒保罗也告诉我们说, 主就是那个灵。
Paul also tells us that God is the Spirit.
可是今天呢，如果不认识圣灵的人，
but today those who do not know the Holy Spirit,
包括有一些牧师在内，
including some pastors,
他们就怕圣灵，
they are afraid of the Holy Spirit.
他们怕不是怕圣灵，是怕邪灵。
they are really not afraid of Holy Spirit, just that they are afraid of demons.
可是因为他们不认识圣灵呢，所以呢，连圣灵也不敢要。
Then because they do not know Holy Spirit, therefore they just don't want any spirit.
They don't want even the Holy Spirit.
Even the Holy Spirit. Okay.
Hallelujah. We work together. 赞美主. He's an excellent translator. 赞美主. Amen. Oh, 自从40多年前，我领受了圣灵。
Since I received the Holy Spirit 40 years ago,
那是在我做基督徒啊，已经有17年了。
That happened after I became Christian for 17 years.
我才得着了圣灵住在我里面。
That then after that I received Holy Spirit coming to abide in Him.
我应该说，我得着了那个圣经所说的。 圣灵的洗
In the other words, I receive what the Bible says, the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
40多年了,
it's been over 40 years.
让我真的跟耶稣的关系越来越真实。
It has helped me to have a closer and closer relationship.
这几天我们一直要从希伯来书讲到那个神的同在。
These few days, I continue to talk about God's presence.
如何进到神的同在里面?
If we enter into God's presence,
我说的是真的是,
I really talk about really.
我也可以说哈, 我说的哈, 我知道我所说的是什么。
And I should tell you that I really know what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah. 可是这是每一个人都可以有的经历。
But this is something that everybody can experience.
每一个人都可以有的。Everybody
can have it.
因为圣经告诉我们，圣灵是父神所应许给他所有的孩子的。And
because Bible says that this is a promise given by the Father.
可是有些他的孩子呢，因为怕或者不认识，所以他就不要。
But some of God's children, because of their fear, or they do not understand, they do not receive it.
那他们还有一种说法，就是说我一信耶稣的时候，我就有了圣灵了。
There's another interpretation is that once you accept Jesus, you automatically receive the Holy Spirit.
我不需要再追求圣灵了。
There's no need to seek it.
可是你要问他，你要问他说，你真的圣灵在你里面吗？
But if you ask him, is really Holy Spirit inside you?
你真的认识他吗？
You really know him?
他是什么样子？
How does he look like?
他有跟你说话吗？
Does he talk to you?
如果你要是问他这一系列的问题啊，他未必能够答得出来。
If you start asking this kind of question, he will have no answer for you.
他只是在理性里面接受了。是圣灵是在我们的里面。
He only accepted this truth in your, in his intellect.
但是在经历中
，but in his experience，
在这个 practical 这个实用的这方面
，in a practical reality，
他们还缺少这方面的经历。
But they never have any experience.
那个原因就是说，他们没有领受耶稣所说的那个圣灵的洗。
Because they never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣哈复活以后，他升天之前，他曾经跟门徒们说
，When Jesus resurrected, he told his disciples.
他说，约翰呢是用水跟你们施洗。
He says John Baptist baptizing in water.
他说，不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
But in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
这句话是在《使徒行传》一章第五节。他说不多几日你们要受圣灵的洗。
And this is recording Acts chapter 1 verse 5.
那什么时候他们受圣灵的洗呢？
When were they baptized with the Holy Spirit?
我们读到使徒行传第二章的时候。
In the chapter 2 of the book of Acts.
一开始那里就记载。
Right in the beginning that is recorded there.
说五旬节到了。
When the Pentecost arrived.
忽然有响声从天上下来。
Suddenly there were a loud sound coming from heaven.
好像有一阵大风。
Just like a strong wind.
那就是啊，那个圣灵降临啊，当时的他们所感受到的那些那个感觉。
Because this is what they experienced when Spirit fell on them.
至于说好像有火啊，像火焰的舌头啊，落在每个人的头上啊。
There were fires and tongues of fire falling on them.
那不是真的火落在他们头上。那都烧起来了，那些人都叫起来了。
You have to know it's not a real fire that probably will burn your hairs.
你仔细读圣经的时候，他说好像。
If you really carefully, I mean, it says like fire.
然后到了第二章第四节的时候，他就说他们就都被圣灵充满。
Then in chapter 2 verse 4 it records that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个时候就是耶稣在第一章第五节所说的你们要受圣灵的洗。
This is the fulfillment of what Jesus said in chapter 1 verse 5.
而且使洗约翰来的时候他告诉我们。
And even John Baptist said so.
他为耶稣做见证。
He testified for Jesus.
他说耶稣来的时候。
When Jesus comes.
要做两件事情。
He will do two things.
一个就是要除去世人的罪恶。
One thing is to cleanse the sin from the world.
第二件事就是他要用圣灵为人施浸。
And the second thing is that he will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
所以这个圣灵的洗是耶稣所施的。
That means it's Jesus who baptized.
那个时候门徒们所受的洗是约翰是用水施洗。
The disciples, they first received the baptism of water from baptism.
好像今天呢基督徒啊受洗啊都是在教会里或者是牧师长老是用水给他们施洗。
Just like today's Christian receive baptism of water from their pastors.
可是呢他们忽略了那个圣灵的洗。
But they just ignored the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
而且这个圣灵的洗是耶稣亲自所施的。
This baptism is actually given by Jesus himself.
约翰来就是为耶稣做这样的见证。
And John Baptist came to testify about these, about Jesus.
那为什么今天呢？这个就是说多数的基督徒。
Why is it a lot of Christian today?
为什么他没有能力呢？
Why don't they have power?
没有感觉到耶稣活在他们的里面。
Why they don't feel Jesus living in them?
而且在他们的身上要彰显出来。
Even to reveal through them.
他们为什么活得不是那么很快乐的？
Why they don't have joy in their life?
我真的应该是天天都是很快乐的。
We should all be very joyful every day.
而且有一个得胜的能力。
And there is an overcoming power.
能够过一个圣洁的生活。
To live a victorious life,
与这个世界上的人是有分别的。
To be different from this world.
为什么 很多很多基督徒没有这样一个生活呢
？Why is it so many Christians do not have this kind of life？
那个最主要的原因就是他们没有领受那个圣灵的洗。
The main reason is because they never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit。
他们没有领受圣灵的洗。
Because they never received the baptism。
没有领受的原因就是没有人告诉他们。
The reason they not receive because they were not told。
他们所在的教会没有讲这个真理。
Their church do not teach about these。
其实啊，一个基督徒在受水洗的时候，就应该给他们讲还有圣灵的洗。
They should actually be taught when they were about to be baptized by water that there is another baptism.
我为什么受洗做基督徒已经做了17年然后才受圣灵的洗。
Why did I have to wait for 17 after I became a Christian to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
因为没有人告诉我。
Because nobody told me.
我们那个教会里面没有讲这个圣灵的洗。
My church never tell me about this.
我是因为啊好奇啊到另外一个教会。
The reason I was curious, that's why I went to another church.
因为有人说哦那个教会是圣灵充满的。
Someone said that church is filled with the Holy Spirit.
哦还有一些神迹奇事啊。
And there's even miracles.
所以我就跟我的师母两个人就商量。
That's why I discussed my wife.
我们考虑了好多天哦。
We really had to discuss about this.
因为以前我们所在的教会是跟别的教会没有来往的。
Because the church that I used to attend don't have any relationship with other churches.
那个时候我们所受的教导就是别的教会都是错误的。
I was taught that every other church is all wrong.
只有我们的教会是对的。
Only ours is right.
可是我们的教会啊，待到后来很枯干。
But I was there, I was so dry.
很苦。
I was so苦 and bitter.
miserable.
Oh, miserable, yeah.
Hallelujah.
A literal translation, that's all.
中国话啊，是跟跟英文不一样的。所以我们两个人呢，就商量。
That's why we were just discussing about this.
哎，我们要到那个教会去看一看嘛。
Why don't we just slow and go there and see?
可是呢，我们有一点不敢去。
We were a little bit hesitant.
因为让教会弟兄姐妹知道了怎么办
？What happened? You were discovered.
所以我们俩就祷告。
So we pray about this.
所以我们考虑了好多天。
We really thought about this for many days.
然后有一天晚上啊。
Then one night.
哎，我们自己教会是有祷告会。
We had our church own prayer meeting.
那么，就是那我们要去的教会呢，它也有聚会。
But then that day, that church that we were supposed to be filled with the Holy Spirit, they also had a meeting.
所以我们要去参加的话呢，必须啊要牺牲我们自己教会的祷告会。
So if we're going to that spirit-filled church, we have to skip our own prayer meeting.
这是一个很大胆的作为哟。
This is really a very revolutionary decision.
You dramatize what I'm saying.
Well, to me it is.
所以我们两个那天晚上哈，我们开车本来是要到我们的教会去的。
So we were supposed to drive to our prayer meeting.
后来我们那个车子就转向了。
And somehow that the car just turned by itself and turned to the other direction.
那我们就开到另外一个教会去。
So we ended up in the other church.
我们开到那个门口。
So we were at their door.
我们还不敢进去。
We still were quite sure we should enter in.
那我们两个人呢就祷告。
So we pray again.
我说我们再祷告吧。
We should pray again. I told my wife.
是不是应该去哦？
Should we go in there?
然后我们祷告了几分钟，十分钟吧，大概。
Probably pray for 10 minutes.
那我就问他哈。
Then I asked my wife.
我说你觉得怎么样啊？
What do you think?
他就问我你觉得怎么样啊？
And she in turn asked me, what do you think?
后来我就说，我觉得我们该进去啊。
And I thought, I said that I should go in.
他说我也觉得我们该进去啊。
And she also said I should go in too.
所以我们两个人就进去了。
So we ended up, both of us went in.
就在那天晚上，我们被圣灵充满。
And that night I was filled with, we both were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
然后我告诉你，我那个基督徒的那个生活哈、啊、侍奉观念呢、啊。都改变了。
And my Christian ministry, my Christian life, everything changed.
那个最大的改变就是啊，我发现耶稣是活的。
The biggest change that I experienced is that Jesus, I realized Jesus is alive.
我以前信的耶稣好像跟我没什么关系。
The Jesus that I believe before seemed to have no relationship with me.
都是圣经上所说的那个耶稣。
It's all about the Bible, what Bible says.
但是圣经也说他复活了。
The Bible also says he's alive.
可是我还没有经历到耶稣是复活的。
But I never experienced that he's alive.
从那天晚上开始。
From there, that day on.
哦，那个耶稣基督活在我的里面。
I've experienced that Jesus is indeed living in me.
哦，我真的。 兴奋得不得了。
I was so excited.
我记得那个礼拜天呢，是轮到我在教会里讲道。
And that next Sunday I was supposed to be preaching that Sunday.
我们那个教会有好几个分堂。
We have many branches.
我讲的就是在香港。
It was in Hong Kong.
那么我应该轮到我去一个分堂去讲道。
I was supposed to go to a church, a branches to preach.
所以我就去了。
So I went.
那是我被圣灵充满。
And I already experienced the feeling of the Holy Spirit.
非常的兴奋。
Was so excited.
我讲的时候很激动。
I was so
很兴奋。
So excited and so, you know.
So excited.
Excited, out of control, I guess.
Out of control. I guess still had some control of myself. 如果我那天要是不能控制我自己的话, 你知道我会做什么? 我会从讲台上跳下来。
If I didn't really have control over myself, I'd probably jump off the stage.
为什么我会跳下来呢?
You know why I would jump off the
stage? 我那天跟他们讲到那个圣灵充满耶稣是活的。
That day I was talking about the feeling of the Holy Spirit that Jesus is alive.
弟兄姐妹啊，在底下无动于衷。
I was so excited, I realized this guy were all dead.
不像今天晚上你们啊，是哈哈大笑。
I thought they were going to laugh at least.
动也不动。
They don't even move a bit.
我不知道他们为什么没有反应。
Why they don't react at all?
所以我就想要跳下来。
I thought I'm going to jump at them.
好像我觉得他们灵里面在睡觉。
I really feel their spirit is sleeping.
我要跳下来呢，要摇他们，把他们摇醒。
I really thought I want to shake them and
你知道吗?
Wake them up.
基督是活的。
And tell them Jesus is alive.
他也活在你的里面,
and he's
知道吗?
Living, he's going to live in him. Don't sleep.
我告诉你, 我没有这样做。
But unfortunately, I did not do that.
即使没有这样做呢, 已经很严重了。
Even I did not do that, it was already pretty serious.
后来我才知道这些人所以没有反应啊。
The reason later on I realized why they did not react.
他们心里面在想说，这一个周末人今天怎么搞的？ What's wrong with him today?
They were thinking in their heart because what's wrong with this child brother?
因为我去过哈，好，我去讲过好多次道。 那我讲到呢，都是很好像很斯文的，慢慢的，就是那天很激动这样。Because
I have preached in that place many times, but I was always quite quiet and very gentle. And but that day I was different.
I was so excited that I was almost out of control. 赞美主。
我差一点就失去控制。所以后来散会以后呢，就是几个负责的弟兄姐妹呢，他们就报告到长老那边去。So after the meeting, you know, these a few brothers and sisters reported to the our mother church.
我们那个教会呢是。 什么事情都是长老开会来决定的。And
in our church, everything is decided by the elders.
所以他们呢，听了这个报告。And
when they heard about the report,
就召开会议。And
they had a meeting.
那就讨论这个事情。And
they have a serious discussion.
那开会的结果就是说，这个人从现在开始，我们不能请他讲道了。And
the decision is that this guy will never preach in our church again.
免得他的毛病啊传染给我们的弟兄姐妹。
So that the disease will not spread like a cancer. No?
Spread like a cancer? I didn't say cancer.
To dramatize a little bit, sorry.
Better be careful. He's been injecting things that I didn't say.
Okay, I'll be faithful.
Hallelujah. 赞美主，
也赞美主。
可是哈，耶稣活在我的里面呢，从那个时候开始就那么真实。
Then from that day on, Jesus living in me has become so real to me.
后来就开始啊，跟我讲话。
And then he started to talk to me.
也就是我们常常所说的，开始听到圣灵的声音。
And it's what we say that the Holy Spirit, we hear his voice.
哦，那天晚上我们被圣灵充满的时候。
On that night when I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
师母回来哈，我们回到家里。
And my wife and I came home.
我们那个时候的习惯呢，就是在睡觉以前呢，两个人就要跪在床边一起祷告一下。
And we have the habit of praying together at our bedside.
可是我们以前那个祷告的习惯呢，就是五分钟然后上床睡觉。
But we used to only pray for 5 minutes. This is our usual practice.
因为如果再祷告下去就睡着了。
Because if we continue for a little longer, we will probably fall asleep.
可是那天我被圣灵充满以后回来。
But that day we were filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们还是照例的跪在床边的祷告。
And we do the same thing. I mean, we kneel down and we pray.
而且已经十二点了。
It was already 12 o'clock.
那我想祷告一下就睡觉吧。
I thought that we just pray for 5 minutes and we go to sleep.
你知道吗？
You know what happened?
12点跪下去。
The 12 minutes we kneel down.
一直到1点钟才起来。
And only at 1 o'clock we actually came, we rise up, we ran.
而且我的师母啊，她那天晚上说方言。
And my wife actually spoke in tongues on that night.
她不但说方言，她还自己翻方言。
She not only spoke in tongues, she actually interpreted what she spoke.
而且他翻的话很多是圣经上诗篇的话。
And when she interpreted those, many of her words were coming from Psalms.
他从来没有这样的。
She never did that.
所以啊，叫我不能不相信他真的是被圣灵充满。
That's why I was so convinced that she was filled with the Holy Spirit.
当然，以后我们也都不一样了，我们的那个服事啊。生活观念都不一样。
That's why from there on our experience, our ministry, they're all different.
后来过了几个月。
And a few months later,
我就觉得我要把工作辞掉。
And I felt that I need to resign from my work.
然后那个时候好像被这个耶稣的爱火就这样点着了，烧起来。
I felt that I was really, put on fire by like God's love.
觉得这个世界不可爱了。
I found that this world is no longer as lovely.
以前呢都是希望工作越来越好。
I really want my work to go always getting better and better.
而且我非常爱我的工作。
And I really love my job.
那从那一天开始
，From that day on,
被圣灵充满以后。
After I was filled with the Holy Spirit,
完全失去了兴趣。
I really lost any interest.
我所有工作的热忱都没有了。
And I have no desire to do that job.
但是很快乐。
But I was so happy.
好像天天呢活在云里面一样。
It seems that I was always in the clouds.
那就是要奉献，就是要为主去做传道。
I wanted to be a preacher. I want to serve Him.
所以我们就开始祷告嘛。
So we start praying about this.
我们祷告了一个月。
We pray for a month.
好。那我们也求印证。
And we ask for confirmation.
主也给了印证了。
He gave us confirmation.
最后的一个印证呢
？The last confirmation.
一定要我要得到我师母的同意。
And that confirmation is that I need to have approval from my wife.
所以有一天呢，我就坐下来，我跟她坐下来。
So one day we sit down.
我就问她。
And I ask her.
我说如果我们把工作辞掉了。
So what happened if we resign from my job?
以后我们生活很困难。
And if our life becomes difficult.
那个时候我们有四个孩子。
We already have four children at that time.
我们的 Mary 是老幺，最小的一个孩子。
Mary is our the youngest.
那我就问他说，我说如果有一天我们生活很艰难。
I asked her what happened if our life becomes very difficult.
我们呢？只能够哈，只能够白水开水泡白饭。
And I ask her what happened if we can only eat rice with water.
Rice.
Oh, mixed with water.
那么呢，只能啊买啊这个酱瓜、萝卜干吃饭。
And all we can eat is cucumbers and whatever.
我说如果有一天我们要过这样的日子 你愿意吗?
And I asked very seriously, if we have to spend our life like that, will you be willing?
她说,我愿意。
And she said, I am willing.
所以第二天呢,我就到公司里,就把这个辞呈就送上去了。
And the next day, right away, I gave my resignation letter.
送上去以后,
And after I submitted my letter,
很多的中国的同事,
many Chinese coworkers, they were so shocked.
怎么忽然之间辞职了?
Why all of a sudden you want to resign?
那时候就是说, 我的工作真的是很好, 我已经负责两个部门了。
At that time, I really had a good job because I was managing two sections.
我要再做下去的话, 我一定会升级的。
If I continue, I will be promoted quickly.
所以大家都替我觉得可惜。
And they were so sorry for me.
可是我一点不觉得可惜啊。
And I didn't feel sorry at all.
一直到现在呢, 我就没有后悔过。
And I never regretted since.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
为什么? 因为基督活在我们的里面。
Why? Because Jesus lives in us.
好像有一首诗歌所说的, 基督就是我的世界。
And there's just like a song says, Jesus is my world.
Jesus is all the world to me.
This is the work of the
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit came and Jesus came alive.
圣灵也是火。
Holy Spirit is also
圣灵来了，我们里面的爱火把它点着了。
And He actually lit up the fire of love.
其实这个爱主啊，都是圣灵在我们里面呢，把爱火点着，我们才能成为爱主。
We can love God is because Holy Spirit did the work.
所以说牺牲啊，这些什么工作啊，这些物质啊，我们那个时候，在香港有一个公寓，小小的公寓，还有一部车子。 我们就全部都奉献,
and we gave all our possession to the charity.
因为想到耶稣说要撇下所有来跟随我。
Because I remember Jesus said that we should let go of all things and to follow Him.
那个时候我们就这样做了。
And we just did exactly that.
而且也有一些认识我们的弟兄姐妹也受我们的影响。
And a few of our brothers and sisters also were influenced by us.
那时候有从新加坡来的, 马来西亚来的,
there were people from Malaysia, from Singapore,
从台湾来的,
from Taiwan.
他们都是撇下所有来跟随耶稣。
They let go of all their possessions and follow Jesus.
那是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来了, 一切都变成是真的了。
When Holy Spirit comes, everything becomes a reality.
圣灵来了，我们就能够活出圣经里面，尤其《使徒行传》呢所记载的那一些个事实。
When Holy Spirit comes, we can live just like what the Book of Acts describes.
好像这个《使徒行传》就变成又活过来了。
Just like Book of Acts became alive to us.
哦，我们多么需要认识圣灵！
How much we should know about Holy Spirit?
但是很多基督徒因为缺少这一方面的知识，
But because of lack of knowledge, many Christians
缺少圣经的真理，
lack of understanding of the Bible.
你知道很多的基督徒他们喜欢听到，但是不喜欢读圣经。
Many Christians like to listen to sermons, but they don't like to read the Bible.
所以以至于他们的信仰有时候有了问题，他们都不知道。
And to the point that when their faith has gone wrong, and they still don't know it.
他们以为只要去教会了就对了。All
they know is just to go to church.
就没有什么问题了。
And there's no problem anymore.
不是这样的。
It's not like that.
我们必须信耶稣，要像圣经所说的那样来信耶稣。
We must believe in Jesus just as described in the Bible.
那我们的生活不一样。
And then our life will be different.
我们的信仰就活泼了。
Our faith will be living.
不但是改变我们，也有那个影响我们周遭的人。
Not only change our life, but we can influence others as well.
这两天我们听到一些见证。
We heard about many testimonies.
很多人都受了影响。
Many were impacted.
你们昨天上午是前天上午我们听到两位姐妹的见证。
Two days ago, as two sisters' testimony.
其中有一位是他是这个心理治疗长。
One is the
clinical psychologist.
Clinical psychologist.
耶稣啊已经 向他显现，而且已经开始哈介入在他的行业，他的这个 practice 里面。
Jesus came to her practice。
应该是这样的，我们信耶稣应该信到这样一个地步。
It should be like that. The way we believe in Jesus, this is the how it should be.
因为他是又真又活的神。
Because he is a living Jesus.
我们来到教会里面呢，我们就是跟这位又真又活的神呢来相见，来与他有相交。
We come to church to actually have this kind of relationship, a living relationship with him.
而且我们的这个，我们的彼此的这个交往。交通啊，应该都是以他为中心的。
And our communion among Christians, it should be always with him as a central.
教会如果只是有一些活动，
if we only have activities in the church,
而这一位又真又活的神没有在我们当中出现在我们当中，
but this living Jesus does not appear in our meetings.
这个不是教会。
This is not a church.
这个是团体。
This is a group.
这个是宗教团体。
This is a religious group.
所以我们要在一个耶稣的教会或者是神的教会的里面，
Therefore we must be in a church, in Jesus church.
我们必须常常经历到神在我们当中。
We must always experience that Jesus is in our midst.
而且每一次聚会的时候应该感受到神的同在。
In every meeting we should experience his presence.
应该常常有神迹奇事。
And there should be always signs and wonders.
常常很奇怪的事。
Many signs and wonders.
其实就是很稀奇的，让你觉得哎呀，那怎么那么稀奇啊？
The miracle means something that is unusual.
今天早上丰坚牧师哈，日本来的牧师，他做的见证。
This morning, Pastor 丰坚 's testimony.
他相信神迹。
He believes in miracles.
他说他能够来到 Dallas 就是一个 miracle, 是一个神迹。
The fact that he can come to Dallas is already a miracle.
我相信啊，每一位弟兄和姐妹，你从台湾、香港、新加坡和马来西亚来到这里啊，这都是神迹。
I really believe that you coming from Malaysia, Taiwan, Hong Kong, these are all miracles.
这是很奇妙的一件事。
They are really wonderful things.
如果你对我说的哈，你还不以为然的话
，If you don't think so,
我向你有一个挑战。
I challenge you.
你来召集一个会。
You come and you try to gather.
你看看能不能有一百人呢、啊？从这个台湾、新加坡、香港、马来西亚来到大陆，你可以试试看。
You try and see whether you can gather so many people from all around the world.
也许你会说，我有钱我就能够办到。
You may say if I have money, I will be able to do it.
也许可以。
Maybe.
可是，你有神的同在吗
？Do you have the presence of God?
我刚才说到神的同在就是带来神迹奇事。
And I mentioned already that the presence of God brings miracles.
这是神做的。
This is God's work.
我觉得每一位弟兄姐妹来到这里都是神的作为。
I believe every brother and sister coming here is God's work.
昨天今天早上我们听到那个丰坚牧师的他的见证。
We heard about Fengjian Pastor's testimony this morning.
他讲的真的实在是很奇妙的事情。
I really find that it's very, really unusual thing that he described.
你们早上在这的人都知道哈。
Yeah, you heard about it.
但是有的早上没有在这的你们不知道。
Those who are not here will not know.
单单一件事。
Just one thing.
一个日本人。
One Japanese
跑到美国来
came to US,
不会说英文
couldn't speak a word in English,
然后学了英文
then learn English,
然后信耶稣了
then believe in Jesus,
念神学
then study theology,
然后呢就回到日本
then went to Japan,
又去香港
then went to Hong Kong,
去香港呢而去一个中国的教会
and happened to be in a Chinese church,
在那里又受训
and there he was trained,
他应该是回到日本去的
supposed to go to Japan,
是一个中国教会差派一个日本人到日本去
it was a Chinese church standing him to Japan,
向日本人传福音
to preach to Japanese.
然后在没有去日本之前呢他又把他带到达拉斯啊在中国人还有美国人当中来
and before he go to Japan he ended up here
我告诉你这是奇妙
I find this is really unusual
如果我们是真的有圣灵的话,
if we really have the Holy Spirit, we will for sure experience all these unusual things.
有的时候当然很奇怪的病得到了医治,
sometimes some diseases get healed.
有的时候医生没有办法医的病啊, 耶稣叫我们得到医治。
Some disease that were pronounced incurable, but it was healed by God.
应该因为他是神, 他所做的事情都是超然的, 奇妙的事。
Because He is God, therefore whatever He does is supernatural.
如果我们真的有这一位神, 因为他是又真又活的神,
if we have this God, and because He is a living true God,
如果真的神的灵在我们的里面,
if His Spirit is indeed within us,
一定会有一些不寻常的事情发生,
there must be different unusual miracles happening.
Unusual. Extraordinary.
Extraordinary. Okay, that's even better.
Ordinary就是很普通的。
Ordinary just regular things, you know?
就是寻常的, extraordinary 就是不寻常的事情。
Yes.
那么我们真的要认识他。
We really have to know him.
我们真的要认识他。 从旧约圣经我们开始就知道神他喜欢住在人中间。
From the Old Testament, we already know God loves to live among His people.
他喜欢做我们的神。
He likes to be our God.
他喜欢我们做他的儿女。
He loves that we are His children.
我们做他的百姓, 做他的子民。
To be His people.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他喜欢跟我们生活在一起。
He loves to live with us.
所以如果有人在说, 他一信主, 他就里面就有圣灵了, 你问他, 神有没有啊, 天天跟你生活在一起。
If someone says, if you believe in Jesus, Holy Spirit is already in you, then you have to ask, has you experienced Jesus living with you?
你听他的见证,
you listen to His testimony.
他能够说得出来的话,
if He can tell you about it,
神天天都跟他生活在一起,
Jesus living with him every day,
而且常常向他说话,
and every day talks to him,
常常听他的祷告,
every day listen to him,
很多的祷告啊, 神都垂听了,
and many prayers were listened by God.
你要听他的见证,
you have to listen to his testimony,
你就知道说到底他里面有没有圣灵,
then you will know whether the Holy Spirit is living in him.
因为圣灵就是神。
Because the Holy Spirit is God.
是永生神的灵。
Is the Spirit of living God.
他如果住在我们里面,
if He lives in us,
他不是一个石头, 一个木头,
He is not like a piece of wood or a rock.
不是像我们身体里面的内脏啊, 就是放在那里。
It's not like an organ inside us.
他是活的神。
He is a living God.
他是永生的神。
He is a living God.
圣灵就是永生神的灵。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of living God.
他住在我们的里面。
He is in us.
他必须要在教会中啊, 也是这样的。
And the same thing, he should live in the church.
因为圣经所说的教会啊,
because the Bible talks about church.
就是圣灵住在其中的那个教会。
Means God is in that place.
以弗所说第二章那里说,
in Ephesians chapter 2,
教会啊, 被建造, 要成为主的圣殿。
Church will be built to become the temple of God.
这个主, 这个主就是主, 就是那灵。
This Lord is that Spirit.
而且那里还说, 要成为神借着圣灵所居住的所在。
This is going to be tough.
神借着, it becomes the habitation of God through the Holy Spirit. In other words, God dwells in His churches. God dwells in His churches. 如果我们在教会里面呢, 一直没有这样的经历, 没有觉得这个神住在我们当中的话呢, 那你就要问说, 这个教会是圣经所说的教会吗?
If we continue not feeling that there is that God is in the church, then you really have to ask whether this church is described in the Bible.
或者只是一个宗教的团体。
Or maybe it's just a religious group.
希伯来书就是一直把我们带到这位活神的跟前。
Hebrews continue to bring us before this God.
希伯来书一直叫我们知道神与我们同在的。
Hebrews continue to tell us that He is with us.
希伯来书告诉我们说，耶稣的死而复活。
Hebrews tells us that Jesus was raised from the dead.
他升天，把圣灵这样赐下来。
He was taken to heaven and he gave the Holy Spirit.
从此为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
And he opened a living way for us.
使我们不受到任何的拦阻啊，可以靠着耶稣的血而进到神的面前。
So that we will not have any obstacle and have direct access to the God.
和这位活神呢，能够发生一个活的关系。
To have a living relationship with the living God.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's an excellent translation.
Oh, good.
Living relationship with the living God. 赞美主。我们每个基督徒都应该是这样的。
Every Christian should be like that.
这就是希伯来书给我们的信息。
This is the message of Book of Hebrews.
他说这么大的救恩。
This great salvation.
他讲到耶稣啊，为我们舍命流血。
Talk about Jesus shedding his blood and died for us.
耶稣将他真的好像那个无瑕疵的羔羊，没有玷污的羔羊，他就献上给神。
Jesus is like the unblemished lamb, and he was offered to God.
成为我们的赎罪祭。
Became our atonement.
意思就是说啊，解决了我们罪的问题。
Meaning that he actually solved the problem of our sins.
为什么耶稣在十字架上断气的时候
？Why that when he actually he breathed his last at the cross?
在耶路撒冷的城外一个地方叫做加略山。
And it's at the place called Calgary.
就是他被钉十字架的地方。
It's the place where he was crucified.
他断气的时候。
When he died.
圣经告诉我们说。
Bible said.
在那个同时。
At the same time.
城里面那个耶路撒冷这个圣殿里面的那个幔子。
That the city in Jerusalem, the curtain in the temple.
那个幔子就是神的月柜，神的月柜所在的就是。跟人跟神之间这样隔开的那一道的幔子。
That curtain is the one that separates human from the ark of God's presence.
在耶稣断气的那一刹那之间
the moment he died,
神做了一件极不寻常的事情。
God did an extraordinary thing.
没有人去动他。
Nobody touched it.
就叫那个圣殿里面的幔子啊，从上到下就裂为两半。
That curtain broke into two from top to bottom.
没有人去动它。
Nobody touched it.
而且那个幔子啊，那个殿里面的幔子啊，都是用啊非常珍贵的质料所做的。
And the material that was used to actually make that curtain is a very good material.
而且那个幔子很厚。
They were also it was also very thick.
从上到下。
From the top to the bottom.
裂为两半。
Was torn into two.
在这件事发生的时候。
When this happened,
圣经说那个地也震动
even the ground shaked,
那个附近的石头啊都崩裂了
even the rock split into two,
甚至在坟墓里面的已经死的一些圣徒
even those who were died, the saints that died,
他们从坟墓里面出来了
were raised from the dead.
哦，这是神做的一件惊天动地的事情
This is something that God have done that actually shake the heaven and earth.
为什么呢？因为神要让全世界或者说天地啊都要知道这一件事。
Because God wants the whole world knows about these things.
耶稣的死
，Jesus' death.
第三天当然复活了哈。
He died. He actually.
耶稣的死
，Jesus' death.
从此啊，人和神之间呢、啊，那个间隔就是那个幔子呢，已经除去了。
From that day on.The separation, the barrier that separated human from God is once for all removed.
而且希伯来书第十章那里告诉我们
，In Hebrew chapter 10,
他说这个幔子就是他的身体。
This curtain is actually represent his body.
那个耶稣的死，他的身体的被钉在十字架上。
When Jesus was crucified, his body was crucified.
断气了。
断气了。
就是神要借着这个幔子的裂开。
God will actually uses this the splitting of the curtain.
告诉世界上的人
，tell the whole world.
你现在可以到神面前来了。
Now you can have direct access to God.
通到至圣所的路，从此就打开了。
Straight to the presence, the holy of holies.
圣经说哈，这他为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Again, Bible tells us that this He has opened a living a new way for us.
所谓新的路。
What does it mean?
在耶稣之前呢，没有人不能够到神面前来的。
It means that before Jesus, there is no such a way to come to God.
可是耶稣的死
，But when he died,
他复活
，He resurrected,
为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
He opened this new and living way.
在耶稣死之前，没有这条路的。
Before he died, there is no such a way.
人没有办法来到神面前的。
Nobody can come to God.
耶稣死了，断气了
，When he died,
然后再复活了
，He was resurrected,
就为我们开了这样一条新的路。
And this way was open for us.
为什么说他说？活的路
，Why it was a living way？
因为这是生命的路
，Because this is a life way。
来到神面前就是来到生命的活水的泉源面前。
Coming to God is coming to the water, living water。
我们来聚会呀，是来到那个活水的泉源的面前。
When we come to God, we come to the living water。
我们有时候这样干渴的时候，我们就是来就喝这个泉水，泉源的水。
When we are thirsty, we just come and we drink from this living water。
喝的时候我们就解渴了。
When we drink it, we are.
喝的时候我们就得到力量了。
We have strength and we don't have thirsty anymore.
而且耶稣哈，这是啊，生命的活水。
And he, God, Jesus is the living water.
耶稣跟那个撒玛利亚的妇人呢，他说。
Jesus told the Samaritan woman.
他说你要喝这个水呀，你还要再渴。
If you just drink the water, you will still be thirsty.
你如果喝这个地上的水，你还要再渴。
If you drink the water from the earth,
但是如果你要是喝我所喝的水
，But if you drink the water that I give you,
就永远不会再渴。
You will never thirst again.
我所赐给你的水
，The water that I give you,
要在你的里面呢
，Will become in you.
要成为泉源，一直活到永，一直用到永生。
You will become a fountain that will.它 will flow to the living,
其实它就是指着圣灵说的。
He's talking about the Holy Spirit.
所以在约翰福音同样的一章，就是第四章。
In the same chapter, chapter 4 in John.
耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚妇人呢谈完了道之后
，After he talked to Samaritan woman,
或者说他跟撒玛利亚妇人还在谈道的时候
，Or during his conversation with the Samaritan woman,
就说明啊，他所讲的那个他所赐的水是什么
？Then we know that what that water is.
我们读到约翰福音第四章第二十二节的时候。
We read John chapter 4 verse 22.
他就说，他说，夫人，你要相信我的话。
And he said, woman, believe in me.
时候将到。
Time will come.
现在已经是了。
And this is the time.
那真正拜父的。
Those who worship the Father.
必须要在灵里面，在真理里面来拜他。
Must worship him in spirit and in truth.
二十四节他说，因为神是灵。
In verse 24, because
神是圣灵。
God is spirit.
你必须要在灵里面，在真理里面呢，来拜他，来和他发生关系。
You must know him and worship him in spirit and in truth.
所以主耶稣后来跟门徒们呢交代他们说，你们要受圣灵的洗。
That's why Jesus told the disciples, you must receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
你要跟神发生关系。
You must have this relationship with
God. 在这个新约的时代。
In this New Testament
time. 跟神的关系是神在我们里面，我们在他里面。
And it means that it's God in us and we in God.
这是一个生命的关系。
This is a life relationship.
这是一个同住的关系。同住。
Oh, it's an abiding relationship.
一个，也可以说是一个，Co-dwelling 就是说我们住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
Mm-hmm.
我们跟他在一起。
We are together with him.
要进入这样的一个关系的话呢，圣灵必须要接受圣灵。
In order to enter that kind of relationship, you must receive the Holy Spirit.
或者说圣灵来就是要带进啊，这样我们跟神的一个关系。
In other words, the Holy Spirit comes for this reason to bring us into that kind of relationship.
那最后我们看那个希伯来书第八章，我们就知道了。
In chapter 8 of book of Hebrews,
他就是讲到圣灵来了以后，
He talk about when Holy Spirit comes,
就是在那个新约的时代。
In the New Testament time,
希伯来书哈，你知道，虽然它不是主要的，不是讲圣灵。
Even though the book of Hebrews does not talk about mainly about Holy Spirit,
但是你要知道，希伯来书是在圣灵的启示和恩膏之下写出来的。
But we must know that the book was written under the anointing and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
而且我稍微注意，我仔细的看了一下呢，希伯来书啊，至少提到圣灵啊，有七次之多。
And I I read it through and I find that at least Holy Spirit was mentioned seven times.
有5次呢是直接提到圣灵这两个字。
There were five times mentioned about Holy Spirit, exactly the word Holy Spirit.
有两次呢没有直接提到。
There were two times that were not directly mentioned.
但是我们都知道是指着圣灵说的。
We know it's referring to the Holy Spirit.
我们先看第八章,
chapter 8.
讲到新约时代。
Talk about the New Testament time.
第十节,
verse 10.
主又说,
for they, okay, 你先。
第十节, 主又说,
他没有说主又说。
这是中文圣经这样。
just
read the English.
Okay.
Verse 10.
Verse 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord.
Yeah. 这里就是主又说那些日子以后，就是旧约的日子，以后的新约日子来到的时候。
After those days, talking about after 10.
我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样。 以色列家就是神的选民啊。
The house of Israel is the God's elect.
我要将我的律法放在他们里面。
Pay attention. I will put my laws in their into their minds.
写在他们心上。
And write them on their hearts.
我要做他们的神。
I will be their God.
他们要做我的子民。
And they shall be my people.
你看见吗？神他要跟我们有这样一个关系。
And you see God wants the relationship with us.
十一节。
Yeah, verse 11,
他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻,
they shall not teach each other,
和自己的弟兄说,
each other, his neighbor, and
你该认识主,
saying, know the Lord,
因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我,
because they shall know, all know me from the least,
十二节, 我要宽恕他们的不义,
and I will forgive all their iniquities,
不再纪念他们的罪前,
I will remember their sins no more.
你注意一下这里面的这个几个重点。
Please pay attention to a few.
神说我要将我的律法放在他们里面写在他们心上。
God said that I will put my law in their hearts.
这个律法是指着什么说的？
What are these laws?
是不是一本书放在我们的心里面呢？
Is it a book or a put in our heart?
旧约的律法放在我们的心里面呢？
The Old Testament law put in our heart?
是不是？
Is it?
不可能，对不对？
It's not about that.
神是 什么样的东西神可以放在我们里面呢?
What kind of thing that God can put into our heart?
是圣灵。
Of course,
他把他的圣灵放在我们的里面。
God put His Spirit into our heart.
我们才能够遵行他的律法。
Then we will be able to follow His law.
他把他圣灵赐给我们在我们的心里面。
He give us His Holy Spirit in our heart.
有一个力量能够行出神所写在外面的那个律法。
Then we will have the power to really to obey what is written in the book.
我们看那个以西结书第34章，也许我们就会更清楚一点。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 34.
应该是36章。
Chapter 36.
27节。
Verse 27.
36章27节。 我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面, 使你们顺从我的律例, 谨守遵行我的典章。 是不是? 他是把他的灵放在我们里面, 希伯来书第八章说, 他把他的律法放在我们里面, 写在我们心上呢, 就是他把他的灵赐给我们。
According to this verse, it's really talking about God will put His Spirit into our heart, just like Hebrew says He will put His law into our heart.
就是我刚才所说的, 我们受了圣灵的洗以后,
this is what I said about when we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
神的灵就从此就住在我们的里面。
From there on, the Spirit of living God lives in us.
这里神说, 我必将我的灵放在他们里面。
Here it says, I will put my spirit within you.
放在我们的里面的那个目的呢, 就是使我们顺从神的律律, 谨守遵行他的典章。
And the reason for doing that is that so that we will be able to follow his law.
这就是希伯来书啊第八章所说的，神要把他的律法放在我们的里面呢，写在我们的心上的意思。
And this is what exactly what Hebrew chapter 8 means, that when he says that God is going to put his law into our heart.
他不但给我们有一个能力啊，能够遵行他的律法。
He not only gave us power to do his law.
而且他从此跟我们发生一个活泼的关系。
But also from now on we can have that relationship with him.
就是他说我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
That he will be our God and we will be his people.
他跟我们有了这样一个关系了。
Then we'll have this relationship with
him. 这个关系呢是啊神啊神。和他的子民，也是神跟他儿女的关系。
This is a relationship of people and his God or God and his children.
从此我们成为他的儿女了。
From there on, we become his children.
那么，因为圣灵住在我们的里面
，and because Holy Spirit lives in us，
我们都会认识他的。
Then we all know him.
所以他说，从最小的到至大的，都必认识我。
That's why he says that from the least to the greatest, they will all know him.
第二，为什么十二节他说我要宽恕他们呢的不义啊，不再纪念他们的罪孽
？Why does he say that I will be merciful toward their iniquity and will remember their sin no more？
因为主耶稣已经成为我们的赎罪祭了。
Because Jesus has become the living sacrifice for us.
主耶稣已经替我们死了。
Christ already died for us.
他的宝血已经啊。除去了我们的罪孽了。
And his blood cleanses from all sins.
所以神一看到耶稣是赎罪祭，
When God sees Jesus as a sacrifice,
他就宽恕我们的不义，
Then he forgives our sins.
他不会再纪念我们的罪孽了。
He will not remember our sins anymore.
十三节就说，既说是新约呢，就以前约为旧的了。
Then verse 13 says, in speaking of a new covenant, he makes first one or obsolete.
换句话说，耶稣来。
In other words, when Jesus comes,
那个旧约
the Old Testament
就成为实际的了。
Then Old Testament become obsolete.
就是刚才我们所说的那个真实化 the realization.
Oh, that means the Old Testament become real to us, real.
所以耶稣是旧约的一个实际化。
Jesus is a realization of Old Testament.
耶稣是或者说旧约是影子，耶稣是实体。
Or in other words, Jesus, Old Testament is just a shadow. Jesus is the real thing.
耶稣来是旧约的应验和成全。
Jesus came, he is the fulfillment of the Old Testament.
看到没有？
Do you see that?
所以耶稣来，我们跟神从此可以有关系了。
When Jesus comes, from there on, we have this relationship with God.
神可以住在我们的里面。
God can live in our heart.
我们也可以住在他的里面。
And we can live in Him.
所以我们说，神的同在。
Then when we talk about God's presence,
与神同在。
To be with Him.
这是一个真实的事情。
This is a real thing.
每个人都可以经历到。
Everybody can experience it.
不是我们只是在理性上啊，我们接受这个真理。
It's not just accepting it with our mind.
而是在生活中，我们在我们的服事当中，我们可以亲身的来经历的。
But to truly experience it in our life, in our ministry.
这就是耶稣为我们所成就的那个救恩。
This is what Jesus has accomplished for us.
这就是新约。
This is the New Testament.
所以我们真的要欢喜，要快乐。
That's why we need to be joyful.
到了十二章，我第一天晚上我就讲到那个聚会的那个属灵的实际。
I mentioned already in chapter 12 about the meaning of the reality of meetings.
聚会的那个意义。
The meaning of a Christian gathering.
其内容是非常丰富的。
The content, they are all very,
Very rich in
rich,
meaning,
yes, rich.
In spiritual meanings.
In spiritual meanings.
可是我们必须要在圣灵里面。
But we have to do that in the spirit.
然后我们的聚会，我们所有的活动啊。
Then all our meetings, all our activities.
才能够叫我们的生命啊，能够得着造就，不住的这样增长。
then you will actually make our life rich and grow, continue to grow.
这样我们就越来越认识他。
Then we will know him more and more.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
哦，我们多么需要明白圣经。
Oh, we should really need to know. We really need to know about Bible.
我们需要明白圣经。
We need to know God's word.
我们需要更多的来传讲圣经。
We need to preach about the word.
而且所传讲的不仅是知识。
It's not just a knowledge.
更重要的乃是生命。
More importantly, life.
不是一个头脑的知识，乃是亲身在生活中所经历到的。
Not just knowledge, but the real experience in our life.
这是我们所需要的。
This is what we need.
哦，他在这日子啊，真是几乎天天都来充满我们。
And then he comes to fill us every day.
天天都有圣灵来浇灌我们。
We need him to pour on us every day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们天天可以活在神的同在里。
We can live in his presence every day.
因为耶稣已经为我们死了。
Because Jesus already died for us.
耶稣也为我们活了。
And he also was raised for us.
他已经把圣灵赐给我们了。
He already gave us his Holy Spirit.
我们可以天天活在神的同在里。
We can really live in his presence every day.
所以这几天你来到这里，你就是经历到神的同在。
That's why when you come these days, today, to here.
我们真的要很宝贵啊，神的同在。
We need to take his presence carefully, I think.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 听不到 already.
感谢主。You've done so well. Praise the Lord. Give him a hand. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. 赞美主。好，我们唱一首关于圣灵的诗歌作为我们的结束。
Let's sing a song about Holy Spirit to finish our meeting.
哦，赞美主。三十七首。
37.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 主就是那灵。当圣灵在这里大大的浇灌做工的时候，就是主在我们当中做工。我们一定要这样相信，要不然我们不能更多的得着他。他就是灵，他是父，他也是子，可是他也是灵。不要把神是一位，不要把它分开。好像我们人类也可以说也是三位一体，我们有灵有魂也有身体，不能分开的。我们人也不能分开，只有我们有一天我们离开世界的时候，那个时候我们的灵与魂跟我们的身体才分开。可是神他是永生神，He is eternal God, 不能够分开的。哦，赞美你主。这是很神圣的一件事，我已经说过，我们将来聚会就是来到锡安山，不是锡乃山，不是那个审判的可怕的，那是怜悯的恩典的，是可亲可敬的，这也是神永生神的诚意。诚意的意思，他要在这里建造我们，成为他居住的地方，就是属天的耶路撒冷。当我们这样敬拜他的时候，连千万的天使都在回应的，都在说阿门的。而且还有很多他们已经达到完全地步的那些因信称义的人，他们的灵魂，他们也在神面前在敬拜。神也是审判众人的神，而且我们这样的聚会就是助长子，就是助长子的一个教会。哈利路亚，我们是我们是耶稣用血所买回来的，我们成为他的儿女，我们也是守身的 首先一批信主的得救的人，哈利路亚。还有我们来到我们的主耶稣，他就是中保，他是我们的赎罪祭，因为这里有他所洒的宝血，意思说他是我们的赎罪祭，洗净了我们的罪了。这个血比亚伯的血所说的更美，因此我们要谨慎，免得我们弃绝这一位向我们说话的神，就是不信他的意思。哦，要相信他活活的在我们当中。如果我们是带着充足的信心和诚心啊来聚会的时候，告诉你每一次聚会都不一样嘛。我相信啊，我们在座的弟兄姐妹牧者，你们回去以后啊，你们的聚会会不一样嘛。从此你们是聚集在神的面前，神的同在的里面，哈利路亚。哦，那就进入了真正的那个新月的侍奉了。赞美主。那个时候因为他在我们当中，我们不能不带着一个虔诚和敬畏神的心来侍奉他。我们知道他是烈火，我们也知道在我们里面的这一位，在我们当中的这一位啊，他的国是不能震动的国，就是从永远到永远的。要相信这些都是圣经的话，是神的话，是永远安定在天的。赞美主，哈利路亚。主啊，谢谢你这样与我们同在。 Yes Lord， 谢谢你这样在我们当中。哦，主，使你在带领你的儿女，你的仆人使女们能够更深的进入到你的同在，还有你的丰富的里面。主啊，哦，真理的圣灵更多的来带我们进入一切的真理。哈利路亚，谢谢你今天一天所做的。哦，哈利路亚，谢谢你主。我们只是要把一切的荣耀尊贵爱戴啊都要归给你，谢谢你。主啊，明天要来的，有的要离开的，还有今天已经离开的弟兄姐妹，主求你保守他们，与他们同在，带领他们平安的来，平安的回去。主啊，带着你真的丰盛的恩典，丰盛的同在，而回到他们自己的地方。感谢赞美，祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿们阿们。请坐。哈利路亚。我有一点报告，那在我没有报告之前呢，我觉得用个一点时间，两三分钟三五分钟，给秋盛弟兄啊能够说一点他这一次来的他的心得，以后他还写报告，先做一个简短的口头的报告。Now, before I make the announcement, that I'm going to ask a brother Chosen to share with us just that, you know, briefly about what he has received during this past week while he's here. We certainly appreciate his love for the Lord, his service, and his willingness to help us and certainly more than everything else, and his excellent translation. We want to thank God for it, and we want to thank him again. Yeah, hallelujah. Now let's hear his testimony. Family too.
临时又被抓到。
He grabbed me at the last minute. 我来给他翻译哈。
说实在的，我来到这个 conference， 我有一个很大的一个期望。
Really, when I came to this conference, I had a great expectation.
不过有时候又很怕。
But sometimes I was afraid.
因为我已经去过好多的 conference， 不要几十个了。
Because I've been to many conferences.
我一直在追求刚刚钟牧师一直讲的这个圣灵的喜。
Because I've been seeking what Pastor Chow has been saying, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I've been a Christian over 30 years. But it's not until the last few years that I realized that there is such a thing. Such a thing as the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I've been longing to have the baptism. I don't know why, perhaps I'm a rational person.
我很想这个, 我想多一点, 感性一点。
多一点什么?
感性。
感性。 Oh, that more that I can feel it.
我就是什么东西都感觉不知道, 说实在的, 所以有时候我就很 frustrated.
I don't know why sometimes I just don't feel anything, so I feel frustrated.
我看到你们, 哇, 好像在天上, 飞来飞去的感觉。
You're like, you know, in heaven, just flying and so happy.
我怎么搞得好像我只有连鸡毛皮都没有。
But I can hardly touch anything.
所以我这次就请教了很多一些长者，我说到底我什么鬼事情？
So I have, you know, inquired.
不过牧师呢，不知道为什么这几个礼拜，这个礼拜一直讲这个一句话。
I don't know why Pastor Chow is me saying the same thing all this week.
不要凭感觉。
Don't depend on your feelings.
我说这个是不是有人偷告诉他的？我说是不是有人偷告诉你？我在那边做做。
Somebody must have told him privately, you know, how I was thinking.
我真的是在寻求感觉。
Because I've been looking for feelings all these times. Because I know that I have known this God only in a mental way.
And
I'm tired of just knowing God by rationality or mentally.
所以这次这个周牧师这句话呢，让我知道要先信。
Now, Pastor is saying that I must believe first.
我还写下来说, you know, we are not looking for a feeling, but Jesus. No,
I even wrote down where.
我们所追求的，我已经写下来了。我们不是寻求感觉呢，是相信耶稣。
So,
就是追求的是为主。 And then 他说讲说 feeling will come later.
就像周牧师说的，先相信，然后感觉就会来。所以呢，我就这次我必须要用再一次提醒我，真的是要用信心来接受。And I've been reminded once again that I must receive the baptism first by faith.
所以请为我祷告，让我真的是追求的东西是追求对的。So
please pray for me so that I will seek the real thing.
谢谢。阿门。
Hallelujah. 谢谢主。Praise the Lord. 谢谢他。